USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll is bringing good news for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as Election Day nears. According to a Monmouth University poll, the former vice president has a 12-point lead over President Trump in Pennsylvania. While campaigning in Gettysburg, the former vice president continues to discuss the importance of masks.
It's estimated that nearly another 210,000 Americans could lose their lives by the end of the year. Let's end the politics and follow the science. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
Delta has made landfall on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula as a downgraded Category 1 hurricane. Delta is expected to reach Louisiana late Friday or early Saturday. The Texas Gulf Coast could also see flooding. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump announcing on Twitter late Tuesday that he's authorized the full declassification of all intelligence documents related to what he called the Russian hoax, though he did not say specifically what information he had approved for disclosure. Former CIA Director John Brennan is not happy with the release.
It is appalling, his selective declassification of information that clearly is designed to advance the political interests of Donald Trump and Republicans who are aligned with him. If, in fact, what the Russians were alleging, that Hillary was trying to highlight the reported connections between Trump and the Russians, if, in fact, that was accurate, and that's a big if, there is nothing at all illegal about that.
Brennan speaking on CNN. We're also hearing the Department of Justice will hold a virtual press conference on a matter of national security, that at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Major League Baseball playoffs continue with 4 games on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories of the day, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris are set to square off in the only scheduled vice presidential debate on Wednesday. Taking a look back at some of the more memorable moments at vice presidential debates, we go back 4 years ago when vice presidential candidate at the time, Mike Pence, was debating Senator Tim Kaine.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there.
And there's also this moment in 2008 when GOP vice presidential candidate, then Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, was debating Democratic rival Joe Biden. Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.